Hope you're all well rested after the big holiday weekend, and we're getting ready to, you know, full blown into Christmas. So let's get some callers here and see what we got going on. The number to call is 646-716-9791. And, you know, we don't have many callers right now, so if we don't get any callers, I'm going to cut the show off. It's just how it is. There's lots of things I'd rather be doing than sitting here listening to myself drone on. I can go into the kitchen, and I've got ground beef cooking in the crock pot. I can bag that up, put in the freezer. I can start making some sourdough bread. There's just lots of fun things I can do if people will, you know, they don't want to call in. I'm good. So I'm going to start the show off with my favorite holiday song. Let me find it here. Let's see. Peace. Search. Let there be peace on earth, and I'm waiting for callers.
Let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was made to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony.
Andy Dodge singing Let There Be Peace on Earth, and congratulations are in order for their father. He is retiring on March the 31st from his job, and he's going to get to be able to spend more time with friends and family and travel, and I'm just excited as I can be for Russell. There's some great things in store for all of them. Well, let's see if we've got any callers here. We have, let me find them. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, but it's Sharon from Mississippi. Hello.
Hey.
How about Siobhan? Okay, well,
uh-huh.
I've talked to you before.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Just want some people to call in so we can have a full length show. And
I know. Remember, I said, don't end the show.
Everybody, it's 646-716-9791. Rebecca's standing by to put you in the queue. So pick up that phone and call in.
Yes, everybody call in. I have two little fly baby babies that want to say hello to you.
Okay.
Hi, fly ladies.
Hi, Pumpkin. How are you?
Good. My name is Nina.
Your name is what?
Nina.
Nina?
Nina.
Nia.
Nia, okay.
Uh-huh.
My name is Myla.
That's Myla.
Myla and Nia, how are y'all?
She said, how are you guys?
Good.
Doing a floor puzzle right now, and they wanted to say hi. I always talk about you, and I show them your picture, and they're always like, well, how did she get her wings? Does she put them on at night?
That's funny. Well, are they getting ready for Santa Claus?
Yes, they are. And we're going to be real busy this month because my baby will be one on the 31st. And then my oldest will be 12 January 3rd. So we're going to have a lot going on during the holidays.
Baking lots of cookies and having fun. And
yes. So we did our tree already.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep, and I had them do the ornaments, and it's not perfect. They're all clustered towards the bottom half of the tree. But it looks beautiful, and they're so proud of it.
And I'm and proud of you for not rearranging them.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. You're a perfectionist if you want to rearrange. I probably need to send that out again. You know you're a perfectionist if you rearrange the ornaments that your children have put on the tree.
Yes. And I think I let that go last year because I was pregnant and I was, I had just a few weeks left, so I let them do everything last year. And you know how kids do decorations, and I mean, it looked like they did the decorations, and I was just like, you know what? It's not about that. I'm tired. I don't feel like doing it. As long as everybody has a good time and we're making memories. That's all that counts.
That's
man.
All that matters. That's right. So, did you have a question?
Well, not really. I was just kind of calling in to make sure you didn't end that show. I wanted to say though I will be listening to. There's some webinar that Leanne is doing later this evening that I'll be listening to.
Oh, her webinars are always so much fun. So go to savingdinner.com, and you'll probably see all the information for her webinar or on her Facebook page.
Yeah, and we're going to be probably moving again in February, so we're just getting ready for that, and I'm trying to declutter and just kind of hold everything together because my husband is, he's driving like an hour and 20 minutes to work and back home. So things
are
kind of
stressful.
Where are
y'all in Mississippi?
We're in Biloxi, right on the coast. But he's driving to New Orleans every day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So are y'all going to move closer to Nolan's?
No, we kind of are probably going to move back to Georgia, which is where we were the past couple years. We like it better there. It's a little more affordable, and it just fits our family life better. So
he's going to change jobs?
Yeah, he's going to change jobs. He's looking now, but, you know, we just kind of try to make sure we're thankful that he does have a job, you know, but he's always, always tired. So we're just getting ready for that. And then, like I said, these birthdays are coming up.
Yeah, I was figuring the other night, Robert's birthday was the 19th of November, and mine is January the 11th. And between his birthday and my birthday is 53 days, and we have Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's all in there, and our anniversary.
Awesome.
So our anniversary was yesterday. So we have lots of celebrating to do in those. We've been married 19 years.
Wow.
It just seems like yesterday. Anyway,
that's amazing.
It's going to be
amazing.
Fun.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Well, I will let some other callers call in that do have questions, because I just wanted to say hi, me and the girls.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling
holidays.
In and saving the day. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you, too, and all the babies.
All righty. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. She called in to save the day. Now, are you just listening, or you want to ask a question? Let's see who we've got next. We have got Allison from Illinois. Hello, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
I
can.
If
you hear any other noises, that would be my five-month-old baby who really wants to be part of everything that's happening right now.
Well, that's a wonderful, that's a good age. They're just alert and excited about things and
She's excited about everything.
Is she crawling yet?
Oh, not yet. She's just learning to sit up by herself.
Oh, good.
Which, oh, my goodness, we tried to take her Christmas photo the other day, which is really difficult when your baby doesn't know how to sit up yet. So we had to get really creative with that.
It's called pillows.
Yeah, we tried. The dog got in the way then. It was real fun.
Oh, that would have made America's Funniest Home Videos.
It was pretty spectacular.
Those are memories.
Really
great,
you know,
memories.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I wanted to let you know how well your system works. Even I've been going on and off of Fly Lady for a couple years now, and I had a really, really difficult pregnancy that ended in a two-week hospital stay. So getting back to doing Fly Lady was really, really tough, particularly with the C-section healing and everything. So I finally took it, and I just slowed it way, way down, almost like what you talk about you did when you first were developing it.
It's the best way.
And it's great because what I decided was, yes, I can look at what you do, and I don't let myself get upset if I don't do everything. But I very carefully, I've come up with my three goals for the month. And one is my input goal, so what I put into my body, food, water, that sort of thing, to push me to healthier stuff. And then my output goal is my exercise, or just even my body awareness, like standing with straight posture, because
mm-hmm.
that's something we don't do. And then my habitat is my house cleaning. And what was really funny was I've been having a really hard time shining my sink at night. Don't know. I work 5 to 9 at night. So I get home, there's a baby to feed, get to bed, and then it's like, oh, I need to shine my sink. So what I did, hysterically, I decided I was going to eat eggs every morning. But I was not eating eggs at all. It was like I'd wake up, I wouldn't want to do the work. So I started just putting the skillet and the eggs out on the counter at night. And I realized, well, now it's overwhelming because there's all these dishes. So now if I put my eggs and my skillet out, I clean all the rest of the dishes up, I shine my sink, and the kitchen looks beautiful when I come down the next morning. And it's just, I thought it was really funny that the goal of eating eggs pushed me to shine my sink.
Well, it's, you know, one thing to get you into the kitchen, you know, when it's time to go to bed after you get on in from work. So it got you in there, and while you're in there, you can think of one more thing to do, and the you know, have you shared the shining sink with your husband?
I did. He thinks it's kind of silly, but what I've noticed is that he's really good about keeping it clean if I keep it clean.
And that's right. They'll follow your example, and it happens every time, even if
and
you don't even mention it to him.
Right. We have a very complimentary relationship. I'm a much better declutterer, and he's a much better cleaner. So if I keep the house decluttered, he does a better job keeping it clean.
Wow, that's a great complimentary relationship.
Yeah.
So did you have a question for us today, or did you just call in to rescue?
Call in to rescue and say hi, and thank you so much for helping us. I was so overwhelmed, and Fly Lady has really helped me not be overwhelmed. Fly Lady helped us clean out our crawl space this past weekend. I mean, it's been wonderful.
Well, how's your holiday preparations coming?
It's going pretty well. We actually decided we were not going to do gifts this year, except for the grandparents. We were going to give each of them a photo album of Zoe, which we can make online and just have sent to our houses. And like I said, I ordered our Christmas cards today. So we're actually, I'm not hosting. My mother is hosting. So we're really well set. Our tree is up. Gifts are mostly done. And I'm feeling pretty good about the holidays this year.
Yeah, you can set aside some time to do some baking and have some fun stuff. I had Robert pick up my full gallon of milk yesterday. I like whole milk, and I make boiled custard for my son. And it's a holiday memory that his grandmother always made for him. And I started doing it after she passed away, and he loves it. And it's just a rich vanilla custard type thing, not eggnog, but it's a custard. And it takes an afternoon to make it.
Oh, my. I changed all my recipes around for cookies to make bar cookies so that I didn't have to do the drop cookies this year.
Well, that's a good idea. Another thing you can do is to make the sugar cookie dough and roll it into a tube.
And then
into like a sausage, and then slice and bake is another fun
right.
way to do. Or press out with the, you know, use it and press it into the cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're only doing one cookie at a time instead of having a big mess. But you make the dough ahead of time, roll it into logs, and put it in the refrigerator. And it does so much better when it's frozen. And then if you cut it into big chunks, you can cut it into quarters and then put it on your, and you really don't, all you got to do is decorate at that point.
That's pretty cool. That's definitely something to think about.
As Zoe gets a little older, you know, it'll be easier.
Oh,
and those
yeah.
of you who have toddlers, it's just a fun way. It's like playing with Play-Doh. You cut one little piece and they mess with it, and but you don't have all the big mess of having all the dough out there at one time.
Right.
And,
but I baked cookies today, and your advice of having soapy water in the sink, it was awesome. By the time they were out of the oven, the rest of the kitchen was all cleaned up.
You know, when the kitchen is clean, you don't mind getting in there and making eggs for yourself, or you don't mind cooking dinner, or you don't mind making cookies. It's always fun to start with a clean kitchen. It's just efficient. You're not behind the eight ball saying and dreading going into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should let another caller call in.
What, do you have
I
a mission for us?
All your time. Do I have a what? A message for
a
you
mission.
Guys?
A mission.
A mission.
It's the first day of the month. Yeah, the first day of the month.
Oh,
and on the first day of the month, we usually look at our front porch. Our mission is the front porch and front porch dining room and entrance of your home. And getting those things ready for the holidays. If you still got a pumpkin on your front porch from Halloween, it's time to get rid of the pumpkin and throw it into compost.
I have a good one. After looking at my front porch, take a look and see if there's any cobwebs and dust those away, because we have a pretty big one growing over there that I need to take care of.
Get out your rubber sweep and go for it. And as a reminder to everybody, today is the last day to get your rubber package at $39.95. After today, we will be discontinuing that package. So if you've been wanting a rubber package or you have somebody on your gift list that wants one, then you better get it today, because after today, they will be gone.
Well, I will let someone else come in. Say goodbye, Zoe.
Bye.
And bye. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Okay, let's see what song we're going to play. We'll do a clip of the Go Me. Here we go.
I'm flying and so proud, soaring high above the crowd. I will smile.
Okay, we have another caller. We have Jenny from Georgia. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Where are you in the big state of Georgia?
I'm actually in a city called Cummings,
Georgia?
It's north
yeah.
of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've actually wanted to call in for quite a while now, but nobody's answered my question yet.
Okay.
I am 33 weeks pregnant, and this is my fourth child, and I've just been really nervous because every time I have a baby, it's like the whole house just falls apart for 6 months.
Yeah, but you're,
and,
you are a pro at this already.
Well, you would
you
think
got,
so.
Yeah.
Well, I do well with the children. I mean, I take care of them really well. It's just the other things get thrown to the side when I have a newborn. So,
well, a newborn sleeps 20 hours out of the day.
Right.
And you what are the ages of the other babies?
I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and almost 3-year-old.
Well, you have a little army there. The 10-year-old just wants to help. I know I have a granddaughter that's 10, and she is just a bundle of wanting to be right by mommy's side and helping. The others, the 3-year-old, they can go get diapers and all kinds of things. They're getting to the age where they can do one thing at a time. They can pick up toys. The main thing is you've got to take care of you and let others help you and give instruction. So you may
I think
that
the hard thing is the giving the instructions. It's because you get used to doing it yourself.
But it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
That's why things fall apart, because you may not be able to get up and do as much, but, you know, you can pace yourself, and they do want you up walking and you know, not being bedridden, you know, after giving birth. So will you have a C-section or will you give birth naturally?
Probably naturally. That's the way it's been so far.
Well, that's the best way.
That's
the easiest way to heal. But you've got to take care of yourself and you've got to pace yourself. But, you know, getting the house in order, you're, what, 3 weeks away before the baby comes?
6 weeks.
It's going to be a Christmas baby?
About 6 weeks. She's actually due January 17th, but my doctor said he is going to induce me a week early, so.
Ugh.
So 6 weeks.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Induce.
Well, I have gestational diabetes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
And, yeah, so I don't really have a choice.
So there's not going to be any Christmas cookies for you. You can have all the bacon you want.
That's all right. I can have some low-carb cookies. That's about it. But the thing that I really want to know is, I mean, I like all of your advice you've given so far, but, like, what is the game plan after the baby's born? I mean, do I just kind of just keep up with my shiny sink and let the rest of it kind of?
Well,
that's my problem, is thinking out how to organize to do a little bit at a time.
You're thinking too hard.
Okay.
You're thinking too hard. All you got to do is you got to take care of the babies and pick up after things. But you've got a 10-year-old and the others that are old enough to pick up and put things away and make it into games. You have access to music, so you can turn on some music at the top of every hour and say, we're going to play the pick up and put away game, and just get them involved in helping you to clean and put things away. That way you're not having to do too much spending and stuff. You've got to set up a little plan. Maybe set up some alarms on your phone that remind you to delegate. So look at something that's bothering you and make a list of 6 things that need to get done during the day, and at the top of every hour have an alarm go off, just like a clock chiming, that will tell you to delegate 1 thing to be done. Or make some little slips of paper. To put the little routines on little slips of paper and have the kids help you do those things. It's all about you remembering to delegate. You know how to delegate. You just don't think of it.
Yeah.
So set up the alarm on your phone.
All right. 6 things is doable.
5 things is doable. But doing five things that's part of your routine is much better than doing none of them, because what happens with new moms, their focus is on the babies. Well, you've got 3 other babies that are there too, so you're being pulled in a lot of different directions. You've been through this before. You know your downfall is your perfectionism, because you don't want to ask for help. It's not fun to be a perfectionist. Because we don't give ourselves some slack here. We keep wanting it all to be done like it has always been done. But it's okay to ask for help. And you can get started right now playing these games. The kids will remind you because they like to do it. And then by the time the baby gets here, the middle of January, by the way, my birthday is January 11th. That's the week before your due date.
Uh-huh. So I can pick that date if I get to pick, huh?
You get to pick that date if you get to pick. You know, it's a good birthday. Kathy has that birthday, and my niece has that birthday. So it's a popular birthday because your birthday is 111.
Oh, yeah. That is neat.
Yeah. It's a good number. It's my favorite number. Anyway, so, and you just start playing with them right now with these games. Start practicing these games. You know, practice is good for us. It helps us to establish these routines. And you'll have lots of help. And by the time the baby gets here, things will be running smoothly. You'll have these routines in place. You've got 6 weeks now to do it.
I know, and it's crazy because you just want to enjoy pregnancy, but it's like this cloud has been hanging over my head because I know it's coming.
That is a perfectionism cloud, and I want you to delete it. And even if things go to hell in a handbasket, you know it can come back together quite easily. You've done it before.
Yeah.
But you just can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. You've got to know that you have a tendency to let everything else go. Your daily, you know, when you do weekly home blessing hour all at once, it's a lot. But if you break it down into 7 days, it's easy. One day changes each. If that's all you get done one day, then so be it. Maybe it's change. Everybody changes their sheets and you get them going in the laundry. Your 10-year-old can reboot the laundry. And then you put the sheets back on the bed. Everybody helping everybody.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of
my biggest challenge is, like you said, letting the perfectionism go and letting them do their jobs that they want to do.
Yeah. You let them do it.
Okay.
Promise me you're going to let them do it. It's going to keep your house from falling apart. It may not be perfect, but guess what? It's going to be done. And letting go of that perfectionism is going to make this new baby coming into the world not be as stressed out because the baby feeds off of your tension.
Yeah.
And if mommy's happy, the baby will be happy.
That's true. And I'm hoping to keep Daddy happy, too, because it stresses him out when it gets like that, too.
Well, everybody has to work together. So
yeah.
What you can do right now, not that you have a whole lot of time, but sit down and think of some fun games with some popsicle sticks or with some music. Make a playlist on your phone so that the kids have, you know, you can turn the music on and let it play for them while they race the clock like musical chairs. I mean, you can roll a dice and pick a number and there'll be a list of 6 things. Every morning start out with a simple little list of 6 things that kind of need to be done today. And one of the first things you should do is utilize the crock pot during this time.
Yes, I took your advice last month and have started doing that and it has made things much easier. And doing the big meat, so you can spread it out over different meals.
Oh yeah, yeah. Robert bought us a ham yesterday. I'm gonna cook a ham in the crock pot, and it lets out a lot of juices. And then I rinse some pinto beans, and I put them in there and cook them in the juices that came out of the ham, and they are the best.
Mm.
Best pinto beans you have ever put in your mouth.
Yeah, that sounds good. I never would have thought of putting them together.
Oh, well, I grew up cooking beans in ham pot with ham hocks and stuff, but you cook this ham in the crock pot, and you wake up the next morning, and you've got a lot of juice in there, and you don't want to throw that juice out because it's really flavorful. So I just put beans in it and get it started. In fact, you can put your beans on to soak the night before as you put your ham in, and then when the ham's done in the morning, you put the beans in the crock pot, and you're good to go, and you only have to cook them a few hours.
Yeah, I will remember that. I will definitely try it.
But you can't put a huge ham. Robert got it like a half a ham, and that's what I'm going to cook in the pot. But I love my crock pot. I don't know what I would do without it. I have two insides for it, one that I can put on the stove and another one that's just the crock.
I just have a regular one. But it does help a lot, especially if you can make big meals for everybody. Okay, well, I think I have a good game plan.
Well, let us know how it goes and how, you know, what kind of games you come up with.
Yes. I will try. I'll try to be good about that. I feel like the older I'm getting, the more of a fuddy-duddy I'm getting to be of thinking of things like that. But I'm sure the kids can help me come up with ideas, too.
And let them. They'll have, you know, they will enjoy helping come up with fun games. 10-year-olds are they love it.
Yeah.
So we need a mission.
Let's see. Well, I have not swept my dining room and kitchen floor. That needs to be done.
Okay, get your 10-year-old to help you do that.
Well, he's at school.
He's at school.
Wait a few hours.
Well, then let the 3-year-old help you.
Yes, he probably would.
Yes, he probably would. And with the rubber broom that's in our rubber pack, we'll go down to a little size. It's just their size for sweeping.
Okay.
That's
a really good deal. I looked at
that. It is.
It
is a good
have.
Deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so
okay.
Let's sweep our kitchen floors, everybody. And what song would you like to hear?
I should have thought of these things while I was waiting to talk to you. Up Kind of Day?
Up Kind of Day it is.
Okay, thank you so much, Marla.
You're welcome. Let's see, Up Kind of Day. There it is. Let me get the volume down so it doesn't blow your ears out. Here we go, Up Kind of Day.
Sometimes I think the sun is rising too soon. Can I just pull the covers over my head? But then I think of all I've got to do now. First thing is to get my body out of this bed. So I get up, up, here I go. Even if I'm starting slow, I'm smiling, I'm moving. Gotta get this body moving. Thinking up, up, kind of thoughts. Gonna give this new day all I've got. And in no time at all, things are going my way. Gonna have an up, up, kind of day. Always go the way that I plan, but I'm a tough kid, I can deal with it. I'll make the best of it, I know that I can. So I get up, up, here I go. Even if I'm starting slow, I'm smiling, I'm grooving. Gotta get this body moving. Thinking up, up, kind of thoughts. Gonna give this today all I got. And in no time at all, things are going my way. Days seem low, nowhere for my dreams to go. I'll still reach for the sky. It's time to watch me fly. On an up kind of day, yeah. Up, up, on an up kind of day. So I get up, up, here I go. Even if I'm starting slow, I'm smiling, I'm moving. Gotta get this body moving. Thinking up, up, kind of thoughts. Gonna give this new day all I've got. Yeah.
Well, that was Andy Dodd singing Up Kind of Day from our Up Kind of Day CD. If you want to get your kids in, you know, having fun and you helping to delegate and teaching them how to do things around the house, that CD gets them going. It's every genre of music, and it starts from first thing in the morning and tucks them in at night. It's a song for everything. So check it out. We have Aubrey from Mississippi, if I can get her going. There we go. Hello, Aubrey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
Oh.
I just want to thank you so, so very much for guiding me through everything. My husband's in the military, been in the military life for about 15 years now. And I've been.
Where are you in Where are you in Mississippi?
I am in Van Cleve. It's right next to Biloxi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're stationed over there, and we just got our house about a week ago, and I'm sitting here looking around, and I can't believe that everything is done.
Really? You just moved and it's all done?
Everything has its place. And last night I just started crying because I was like, I never thought that I would get to a place where I could do that. And it just came from what you were saying, that was loving yourself. And everything that I put up is something that makes me happy and has a place, and, you know, just having a routine. And it all started because I got diagnosed with cancer about 4 years ago with lymphoma. And I ended up spending a lot of time in my house. And I wanted to be in a space where I could smile every day when I came home, and or when I came home from the hospital, or when I had to stay home. And I just had to pour my heart out to you because I just thank you so much. I had no one to guide me.
Are you in remission?
I'm in remission. I've been in remission for 4 years. February 27th will be the day. So I have another
Thank
year
God.
Of remission.
How wonderful. You know, you've done it, though. Lessening the stress in your life has helped you to heal.
Thank you. I just feel like you've been like a little fairy on my shoulder, just like guiding me. Like I said, I grew up with my dad and my brother, and I didn't know what routine was or what, you know, making dinner was like that. I mean, it was just something that was thrown together. It was all chaos. And I'm so thankful to not have that chaos in my life, because I feel like it puts stress on your body so much.
It does. And you're living proof that not having the chaos is so healing to your body. You don't have those stress hormones rushing through your body and feeding the cancers.
No, I don't. Thank God, you know, that I actually have a question for you.
Okay.
I was wondering, because I've been washing dishes with my hands for several years now, and I have this great dishwasher in my house now.
Yay!
I know, and I'm truly excited about it. But my thing is, what can I use to pre-treat it or clean it before I start the dishes in it to get all that stuff out and, you know, to make it fresh? Because I know the steps that you taught with the shiny sink, you know, filled up with warm water and bleach and that.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you had a tip for the dishwasher.
Well, the main thing right now is just to run it. Just the act of running it. So you could just run some dishwasher soap through it, not regular soap, dishwasher tabs, and run the dishwasher totally empty. If it hadn't been used in a while, just run it,
mm-hmm.
and that'll clean it out. The act of using the dishwasher actually sterilizes it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll run it really, really hot.
Well, it's going to be hot anyway. It's going to be hot. It's going to be the hottest water there is. You might want to put some pots and pans in there that might need some extra cleaning. But just run it empty, if nothing else.
Okay.
And then you'll
great.
Be good to go. And the routine with the dishwasher, a lot of people wait till they get the dishwasher full of dishes to run it. My personal opinion is as soon as dinner is finished, it needs to be run, unless you've got baths that need to be taken and you run out of hot water. I set my dishwasher to start about 10 o'clock at night so that first thing in the morning it's ready to be emptied. Now, if I've got a lot of cooking to do, I'll empty it as soon as it's finished, and then I'll be good to go first thing in the morning, nothing holding me back.
That is a great idea, and, you know, definitely a lot less work. I just have to, because I always set my Fly Lady cup and my coffee ready and stuff for the next morning and wipe everything down so I can just start the dishwasher when I do that.
Yes, and that way it's good to go. Or if you run it, you know, as soon as you get through with dinner. Now, I still do my sink full of hot soapy water. And I have a drying rack out that's just a little foam rubber pad that I lay things on to dry as I wash them. And I do all my big stuff by hand, practically.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dishwasher doesn't get filled up with pots and pans, which get in the way of the water sometimes, getting your glasses and things clean. So getting the dishes in the dishwasher and running and then emptying it really makes your life a whole lot easier.
Yeah, it does. And I was like, ooh, you know, I just got so excited because I'm like, yay, there's something that can help me. But I've gotten such into a routine, you know, with not having a dishwasher that, so I was like, I'm going to need help on changing that up a little bit.
Well, you can do it. And, you know, it's still okay to wash a dish, you know. Just because you have a dishwasher doesn't mean you don't ever have to wash another dish.
Yeah. I'd like to wash the big stuff by hand, too. I love my crock pot, so that's...
My crock pot, actually, the inside actually fits in my dishwasher well. If all I've got is a couple of plates, the crock pot, and some glasses, it just does really good in my dishwasher. So try it. You might be a little surprised.
I'll have to give that a try tonight because I do have dinner in the crock pot. So.
What you having?
I am having chicken, and it has cream of chicken with some ranch dressing, packet in Italian, and then I cook some banana noodles and put it all together.
Yum. Yum, yum, yum.
I found it on Pinterest.
Well, I do a major, right before Thanksgiving, I do a major refrigerator clean out once a year. And I get rid of all the little jars of jellies and jams and chutneys and ketchup. And this year I made the best chicken. My husband was so blown away by it. He said, "Do you think you can ever reproduce this?" And I said, "No, it's a one-of-a-kind dinner." And there is no recipe. It's called surprise chicken. And Leanne taught me how to do this. And you just put all these little bottles of things. I even had some ranch dressing, a little bit of ranch dressing, a little bit of Parmesan peppercorn, just, you know, like half inch in the bottom of the bottle. And I just rinsed all those bottles out with just a little bit of water so it would pour out. And then I had this about a half a bottle of jerk sauce. Caribbean jerk sauce, and put that in there with it, and there was some mango chutney, and there was some bacon chutney, and just little bits of things, and I cleaned out so many jars. Robert had to go to recycling because we emptied the refrigerator, and we got all this stuff out, and then put a bunch of chicken thighs in the sauce that it made. And it was amazing. He said, "I want you to make this again." I said, "It's not going to happen. Never going to happen."
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
But it's a great way to get your refrigerator cleaned out and things not go to waste. And then you get this sauce going and then drop the chicken in there and you're good to go. And, you know, you can put some rice with it. You can put some broccoli with it and you got a meal.
That sounds like a really good idea, you know, getting rid of some of that stuff. So I'm definitely going to use that. Thank you so much.
Well, you just moved in, so you don't really have a lot of stuff in your refrigerator yet.
No, I don't. But you never know. It's over time. You know how things, what happens. So that's a good, you know, that's a good thing. I was able to go through all my expired and everything I got and donate some of my pantry stuff before we moved in. But that's just a good idea for something fun, too.
It can be interesting, to say the least. And I have a husband that doesn't mind eating, in, you know, science projects. Not the bad science projects, but he will. He says if it's in the refrigerator, it's fair game. I just want to whip him sometimes.
My husband's the same way. He has been so loving and supportive, and he honestly is just happy for a home-cooked meal. He'll pretty much put anything I put out in front of him.
Well, do you have a mission for us?
I do have a mission. I was looking at the fan in my living room, and I am thinking I need to get the feather duster out and dust those fans.
That's a good idea, because we don't think
and
about
blinds,
it.
And too.
That's, yep. And that feather duster will do it. Well, I think we should find the song, The Feather Duster Shake.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I'm going to play a clip from it. Thanks for calling. You have a great holiday season.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake those feathers till they break. Shake them high, shake them low. Shake them fast and shake them. Just shake it. Oh, just shake it.
Well, we have some more callers. We have Courtney from Michigan.
Hello.
There you are.
I was Dustin.
You were Dustin. You were shaking that feather duster, huh?
Oh, yes, I was. I looked up and went, oh, my ceiling fan could use a dust, too.
That's why we do the missions. It keeps us all on track. So do you have a question for us today?
I did. At this time of year, I'm a new fly baby, and I appreciate all the emails and everything else that's really helping me get everything in order. And I just kind of wondered about all the holiday cards that I know we're going to be getting here soon. How do I keep them or not keep them or display them and not make it turn into a bunch of clutter and like backtrack from all the good work that I've been doing?
I have this rack, and it hangs on the wall. I take a picture down that's on the wall, and I have this rack, and it holds the cards randomly in there, and I just start filling it up as we get the Christmas cards. And then when Christmas is over, I take each one of the cards down, and it's sort of, for me, it's kind of a meditation and a prayer. And as I take each card off of the rack, I look at it and pray for that family and put them in a bundle, and I tie them up with the ribbon, and I have this hat box. And one day when I can't get out of the house any longer, I'll open up this hat box and I'll look at all these old Christmas cards. They're not cluttered to me.
Oh, that's a wonderful. Yeah, I was going to say that's a wonderful idea. I've just been trying to figure out how can I see them and enjoy them but not be tripping over them all season. But I haven't seen something like that.
They're on Amazon. We have one at the office that looks like a wreath that's a circle with little curlicues in it you stick the cards in. And they're not expensive. And you just put them all in there. And now Justin and Emily, my son and daughter-in-law, they scotch tape them to the opening between the kitchen and the living room. So they're hanging on the door facings.
Oh, okay. Our house is kind of open concept, so we don't have a lot of...
Theirs is, too, so it's a big, wide opening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really have any... I don't have any good wall space or anything like that to stick them to, so that's been my dilemma of what to do with them.
Well,
no,
another thing
I really like
do
that idea. I'll have to check out Amazon.
Is take a string.
Mm-hmm.
And clothespins.
Oh, okay.
And hang them on with clothespins. I know when you put them on the fire, on the mantle, they fall off. And they're,
yeah, that's
you can't
what we've
dust
done in the past, and it's always turned into, like, after I get, like, three or four of them up there, then they, you know, start falling and tip over. And
yeah,
it's like a never-ending process of picking them up again. And so
well, the little rack by the front door, it's like,
I'm sure she knows something for this.
It's 3 feet by 2 feet, you know, and it's got lots of little places to put things, and you just keep stuffing them in there, and then after Christmas is over, I put them all in a little bundle and tie them up with a bow and put them away. Or you can throw
that
them away.
That sounds great.
So do you have a mission for us?
I do. A hot spot in your living room. Clear it off.
Did you get snow this week?
We had snow last week, but we got a warm spell and it all melted. So we had about a foot last week, and now we have green grass. So it's kind of a weird, it's Michigan. We can't decide.
Where are
what
you
we're
in
doing.
Michigan?
I'm in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor. My sister goes there for doctor's appointments and stuff. She lives in Three
my
Rivers.
My son's at U of M, so we do a lot of back and forth to Mott.
Well, let's give everybody your mission.
Clean off a hot spot in your living room.
Clean off a hot spot in your living room. Okay, folks. You know where those hot spots are. In fact, I don't really have any hot spots in my living room except the boxes that I unpacked yesterday, Christmas presents coming in, and they need to be burned in the fireplace.
I was going to say, that was mine. I have a bunch of Amazon boxes I got to go take care of.
Yeah, that's me. I've got to take care of some Amazon boxes myself. That's my evening. Robert's bowling, and I will burn stuff. I am a burning fiend when it comes to getting rid of those boxes. I have fun with it. I get warm and enjoy it all. Well, okay. What song do you want to hear?
Can you pick one for me?
Yes, I'd be happy to pick one for you. Let's do I'm a Fly Baby. Here
Thank
we go.
You so
Thanks
much.
For calling, Courtney.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have another caller. We have Margo from California. Hello, Margo.
Hi, Marla. I'm so excited I got through. I didn't think I would today.
Well, you're blessed today because nobody was calling in at first, so you got through.
You know, I'm very fortunate. I was kind of came in at mid-show, so I'm not sure if I'm off topic or not.
There is no topic today.
Oh, well, then I'm on topic. I'm one of your fly babies. I think I'm about in year 16, and I'm probably a good example of progress, not perfection. But I seem to be getting closer and closer to being clutter-free, and I have found that life is so much more peaceful without clutter.
Isn't it, though?
It's wonderful. So I'm calling today because I need a reality check from you.
Okay.
On how much clothes I need, and to how to handle clothing in the different seasons. I really like clothes and shoes, but I also love less clutter and peace.
Well, the main thing is to think about your uniform. What it is you like to wear. And we really, when you get right down to it, if you, at the beginning of each season, if you turned all the hangers in your closet around backwards so that you really had to work to get it out, and then when you put it back, you put it back the right way, you would see how few of the clothes you actually do wear.
Yeah, I'm aware that I have like an area in my closet that I'm very fortunate. I have a walk-in closet, and I have one area that I started to say, you know what, I'm going to put the clothes that I wear a lot just in this area. So then the other area, well, you know, I hate to part with them. Or I mean, I might not wear them as frequently, but, what if I need that item?
Well, that's called hoarding.
Okay, my kids say that too. I consider a hoarder somebody that's got tons of stuff.
Well, you have a whole closet full of clothes you don't wear.
This is true.
Now, let's think about the people that don't have clothes. Let's think about the homeless people. Let's think about the women who have fled from domestic violence situations who are in a safe house. And they have nothing to wear to go to try to find a job, nothing. You know, some of the things that hold people back from finding jobs is not having proper clothes to wear and proper shoes to wear and business attire. So you getting the clothes out of your closet that you don't wear anymore, when it comes right down to it, we need a dressy outfit, we need a black dress. We need, you know, something to wear to a funeral, if you have to go to a funeral, God forbid. And you need something that's a little festive and things that you can mix and match. So my uniform is black jeans, black pants or tights, leggings. I have a wardrobe of scarves. You know, scarves don't take up a lot of room. They're all on the back of the door of my front bedroom. And I'm looking, and I'm sitting here in my uniform right now. All I need to do is put on a red scarf, and I will be festive tonight when I meet Miss Laura for dinner. So setting up that uniform, back in the fall, I got rid of so many clothes, you would not believe it. I mean, it was 7 bags of clothes that Michelle donated. Well, first she put them on consignment because she was trying to raise money for a wedding that she's going to have. And then when they didn't sell on consignment, she donated them all. And getting them out of the house and getting them into the hands of the people that need them is okay. Because it helps you to release them.
That's the key, is that if I know I'm giving them and somebody else is using them, then that makes it a whole lot easier. Some things that I purchased and I've never worn, and then some things that I try to buy pretty classic clothing. So some things that I've worn a few times, but I'm just really not wearing anymore, and they're in good shape, and so they're in style still because they're classic, but I'm not wearing it because I have so much to choose from.
Right. And when we get our essentials down to the bare necessities, 3 pairs of dress pants, that'll get you through any week, you know, and then scarves to mix and match. Right now I have on yoga pants and a cute little sweater with a tank top that I would wear in the summertime underneath it, because I don't like a lot of binding on my arms. It's a comfortable look for the house. I can go to the door and not be ashamed that I'm in a t-shirt and sweats, you know. And, you know, getting it, I learned this from Mr. Joe Bennett, and Joe Bennett and his wife Elizabeth have developed this wonderful app for homeschoolers called Homeschool Manager, and it's homeschoolmanager.com. And he is a minimalist. He read a book about, you know, he getting his wardrobe down to about nothing. And these two are amazing people. He works for Dave Ramsey in Nashville. And last year when he went to Nashville for the interview, he and the 2 kids and wife shows up in Nashville, and he gets hired on the spot, and they have suitcases for a weekend. And they have to find an apartment to live in because work starts on Monday. And he had pretty much packed, he had minimized his clothing, and he was down to the bare necessities. And it freed them up. Elizabeth said she could not believe what it was like to live in a house with just what you needed.
Yeah, I feel like that when I go to a hotel and I put out my clothes, and it's just so nice because there's really only a few things. And just mentally, it's just so much easier to deal with. And it's like, it's that I can go do other things than besides sitting and trying to figure out what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, when you've got anybody with ADD, too many choices is just hard on us.
Yes.
But we have a uniform, we have a base uniform, and we can change things up with a different tank, a different shirt, a different scarf, a different sweater. And I have a black sweater, I have a red sweater. What else do you need? I have hot pink tanks, I have blue tanks. I have some overshirts that are kind of this microfiber cloth that I can put over any tank. And I'm down to 4 of those: brown, purple, tan, and black. And then I have a red sweater and a black sweater, and then 3 pairs of black jeans, and one of them is sort of dressy that have little tuxedo sides going down, and then little embellishments on it, and that I don't wear often. I probably need to donate those. And then I don't have any I have some summer seasonal light shirts that are stripes and bright, you know, blue colors and things to wear with white. And I still wear black jeans and black capris and stuff in the summertime. So my uniform is uniform. It just adapts to whatever season we're in. You just layer up. And I live in the mountains, so you pretty much have to be ready to peel off things because it's going to get warm during the day and it's going to cool off at night. So adapting to the temperatures and being ready. I'm still wearing sandals from summer because I don't like hot feet, and they're Velcro
right.
sandals, and they do really good around the house. And last night we went out to dinner because it was our anniversary, and I forgot to change shoes. So I'm running around in the rain with sandals on. But, hey, it's okay because my feet were good and cool. But, you know, when you're menopausal, you don't like hot feet.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I mean, it was a rough summer here in California, and so I just put away my summer things, and now I'm thinking I'm going back in there because there are probably a lot of things that I'm not going to wear. So I'm just going to pull them out and make more room.
Well, just start with getting a grocery bag, not a grocery bag, a black garbage bag, and go into your closet and just start pulling things out. I haven't worn this in 3 years, and just lay it across your arm and then fold it all up, not one at a time. Leave the hangers on and everything because the hangers will take up a lot of room in your closet. So give the hangers away too, and then put them in your trash bag, which isn't trash, and donate it at your women's shelter.
Yes.
And you're going to be surprised at how good you're going to feel and how wonderful your closet's going to look. And I was rough. I spent a good 2 weeks decluttering my closet, and now I have room. I can actually hang things up in the closet to dry. I have that much space. And I only have half a closet. Robert has the other half, but I can hang things in there to dry because I'm down to the bare necessities.
And that's where I want to get there because it's so nice in my house where things there's not things on a table. It's, you know, so much easier to clean. It's just a quick wipe. And so I needed some push and some tips to really get in there.
You got to be careful because you can let your perfectionism get in the way of donating because you want to make sure they go to the right place. You see what I'm saying? So you can donate them to Goodwill. They will make sure they get in the right hands. Or you can just, you know, take the bag to church and let other people, you know, get what they want out of it.
Right.
God will find the right people.
Okay, yes. I believe that.
Yes.
Marla, you're such a blessing to all of us.
Well, thank you. But y'all blessed me today with all your calls. I needed to talk to my babies. That's how it gets every once in a while.
Well, I think I'm like year 16 or 17 now.
Well, our anniversary is next Monday, the 7th, and it will be 16 years.
Okay, then I must be like right in the maybe the 15, 16 year. I think I must have seen you at the very, very beginning. I think I saw you on one of these Good Morning America shows.
We were on the Today Show in October of 2002.
Okay, all right, so... Yeah, and then you came to Huntington Beach to the Barnes & Noble, and my life has never been the same.
But I was so sick that day. I'll never forget that. That was just, I don't
know.
You
were a star. Everybody was crowding all around you.
And I was about to pass out. I was so sick. And, in fact, everybody went sightseeing, and they put me to bed after the book signing. And I was trying to keep my hands sanitized so I wouldn't give any germs to anybody.
Oh, well, you couldn't tell because you looked fantastic, and your presentation was wonderful.
Well, it was fun, and maybe I'll get to come back to Huntington Beach sometime. It's been a while.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. I know that you had talked about writing a book, and
I'm working
that would
on
get
it.
You, yeah, and but now you do homeschooling, so I'm kind of thinking, okay, do we have any homeschooling? You know, I'm not. My kids are grown and gone, but do we have any, you know, homeschoolers here that that might want to tap into that?
Well, we've got three conventions, really four scheduled, but three of them are on the events calendar on our website, and you can get to that at the top of the page on the right-hand side. You'll see events. And we're going to be in Sandusky, Ohio, and let me see where I've got it right here.
I was wondering if you, how close to the West Coast are you?
Not at all.
Nashville,
Tennessee.
Okay.
March the 17th through the 19th at the Opryland Hotel, which is a great venue, and you could probably fly there for little or nothing.
Yeah.
On Southwestern, and then we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, on April the 28th through the 30th, and then Sandusky, Ohio, at a big resort, May the 12th through the 14th.
Well, that's good to know. I may just have to do that because I would just love to see you again.
Well, go to the events section and you'll see how to get registered. And it's fun. It's always fun. And I just love, you know, I usually give a speech each day and then I'm at the booth and you can stop by and talk to me. It's nothing very formal, except the speech isn't formal, but it's you know, calculated and I have to go do it and leave the convention floor. But we have a lot of fun, and I get to meet a lot of fly babies and get to hear your testimonials, and it's always good.
So we don't necessarily have to be homeschoolers then to come to these conventions.
No. There's a fee to get in, and there's hotel rooms to buy. But,
right.
You can contact them and – And,
so you think it would be applicable for us fly babies who are not homeschoolers that we would learn things that would apply to just our general day-to-day life?
Yes, there's just so much there. And, you know, if you have grandchildren, there's so many learning toys and tools there for your grandchildren. They're just you could do all your Christmas shopping at these things. There's everything there. It's just amazing. I mean, one of my favorite booths is the essential oils booth.
Okay. There's an essential oils booth? Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's just everything there.
I wouldn't have tied homeschooling and essential oils together.
You tie homeschooling with the Mother Earth people, you know? It's just kind of think of it as just getting back to the basics.
Yeah.
Little house on the prairie type things.
Okay.
That's what I tie homeschool to. And, you know, keeping your children, you know, there's lots of reasons people homeschool. They don't get along with their local school systems. They have a special needs child that needs extra attention and they can't get the school system to do what they need. They have religious foundations that aren't being met in public school or in private school, and they want their children protected. And, you know, there's lots of reasons. In fact, one lady I met one time, she homeschooled because she was abused at school, and she didn't want her children to go to school.
Right.
So she started homeschooling. I will never forget meeting her in Cincinnati. So there are lots of reasons people homeschool, and none of them, both of my grandchildren are being homeschooled. And it's because Emily looked at us one day and she says, "We're thinking about homeschooling." She called Robert and I over to the house and just said, you know, "Justin and I want the kids to be home." They were going to Christian school, and
mm-hmm.
but it was, they were not learning how to think. They were memorizing things.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily was a trained school teacher. She graduated from the University of Memphis, and all she ever wanted to do was be a school teacher. And she says, I know I can do this. And we said, we're here for you, whatever you need.
Right.
And
that's, yeah.
They, you know, curriculum and all this, she loves doing it. And Ethan has to go to different classes now, 1 or 2 days a week, because he's 13 today. I can't believe I have a 13-year-old grandson. And Sarah has to go to different classes, and Emily teaches different classes on Fridays, and they love it. They are thriving. The kids are thriving. And
I can see how it can be just really good for, you know, with the right fit. And I can see, because I know what I volunteered quite a bit when my daughter was in school, and I know when you have so many kids in a class, it takes a long time to do anything, just because it's like herding cows or, you know, or sheep.
Herding
or
cats.
Cats, there you go. because, you know, whereas if you're at home, you can say, we're going to do this. And it you know, it doesn't take forever just to do that one thing and then get everybody in line and people interrupt and, you know, just all kinds of those things. So there seems to be a lot of, the herding time, I think, during the school day.
Mm-hmm. And there's that way with 2 kids or 3 kids in a house. It's, you know, there's always some amount of herding time. But when you do it and you establish these simple routines that you can build on and teach your children and incorporate getting them to do things in the house as a family and as a school and set up a basic weekly plan for your school, it's amazing. And that's why we have a homeschooling section on our website. And I'm not real good at keeping up with all that. I got to get some help on that. But we've got the section, and we're getting started. And then I'm doing these 3 conventions. And I think it's a great way to be. And I'm just happy my grandchildren are being educated this way. And Ethan's just so far ahead. He's in high school stuff already, and he's just thriving.
Well, it takes a special mom or dad to do that, because it's so much easier to just send them off to school.
It is, unless, you know, they are terrorized at school.
Yes.
With bullying.
Yes.
And, you know, Sarah was in kindergarten when she was at the Christian school. And they had a brand new puppy, and this puppy had a screw loose or something. But she would come home from school after having a bad day, and this puppy would growl at her. And it broke my heart, because she said, my dog doesn't even like me, you know?
Oh.
And the peer pressure that happens in school and the hatefulness. And those of you who haven't read Eric Dodge's story in his new book, Why Not Today, and in his other book, you know, you should read his story. He grew up being bullied. And then he turned into a bully for a little while until he learned better. And, you know, it's all about loving each other. And I think the homeschool community is a powerful community of love. I have been so accepted with these wonderful people around the country at the homeschooling conventions that I've been to. And it's such a blessing, such a blessing.
Yeah, that's a whole community that I'm not really familiar with. But I definitely will pick up Eric's book, because I really don't know that much about bullying. I've been fortunate enough. I was never bullied as a child. My children weren't. So
that you
I
know
can't
of.
Personally relate.
That you know of.
Well, I guess that I mean, my children or myself?
The children may have never told you they were being bullied.
Well, I asked them recently, because they're 30. My oldest is 30 and my youngest is 21. So I thought enough time had gone by And I asked them recently where they wouldn't, you know, they're out of high school now, that they would, you know, tell me. And they, you know, they said no. But they're not, they're pretty low-key, under-the-radar kids.
Well, you know, bullying happens in a workplace, too. It's not just at school. Bullying can happen even as an adult with supervisors and all kinds of things. So the bullying is out there. Eric actually does speaking engagements about this, and he goes into schools and corporate development classes, and he's a part of the National Speakers Association, and Eric has just turned it into something wonderful where he is blessing others with the things that he has learned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great thing to do. Well, it's about time for our show to end.
I'm so sorry that I took up all your time, Marla.
Well, you were the last caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Caller. You were the last
caller. Makes it easy. That makes it easy.
We just kind of drug things out talking about homeschooling.
Okay,
so
do you have,
you're not even a homeschooler, and we drug things out. Well, we got started with.
I find it fascinating.
With Joe, I mean, I can talk to a tree stump if I need to, but I don't like to talk to myself. That's the thing. So go check out Eric's website, and if you need a speaker, check him out. And then Joe Bennett and his wife Elizabeth and his team of people have built this amazing homeschooling program, and they're working on an app, and it keeps up with your record keeping. We have about 20% of our membership that actually homeschool. So what mission would you like them to do?
I'm thinking the front porch, checking the cover on the light fixture.
Checking, I've got cobwebs around mine, which that's, we've already been doing cobwebs, but checking the light
fixtures. So maybe seeing if you might want to take it off, and it might be that time to take it off and clean in the inside.
That's a good idea, and I'm going to play Eric's song, Why Not Today. That's the name of his book, and we're going to end the show. Thank you so much for calling, Margo. Hope to see you in Huntington Beach sometime.
I sure hope so, and, you know, your 15 minutes... I just want to tell everybody, these Fly Lady and her 15 minutes just saved me off so much and often. So thank you so much.
Well, you have a good week.
You
See
too.
Y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go with Eric Dodge. Why Not Today?
I've been waiting for just the right moment to start living the life of my dreams. I was hoping some magical moment would come rescue me. But it hit me today, there's no better time to begin. This day I've been given is my day to start living, so I'm jumping in. Why not today, while the sun is shining? Today, while I know I can. The past is behind me, tomorrow can't find me till I live today. Why not today, while my heart is ready? The power lies inside of me. I could spend my life waiting for something to show me the way, but I would be missing the wonderful and break.